stranger to
this call is being recorded.
Focus now on your breathing. You take several deep breaths in and gently exhale out. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. You take a deep breath, breathing in the light. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale out in darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax and go a little bit deeper into the center within yourself. 5, 4, 3. Just going deeper and deeper, letting yourself fall deeper into relaxation. No worries, no concerns. 2, and 1. Feeling deeply relaxed now. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in all of your chakra centers. All 9 chakras that have become activated or reactivated within the light working community throughout the planet. Some even at an unconscious level. But for yourselves at a conscious level, become aware now of the alignment of these 9 chakra centers. Starting from below your feet with the Earth Star Chakra, all the way up your spinal column, all the way above your head to the Soul Star Chakra. Become aware of all of the colors of the chakras and the resounding vibration within those chakras. As you focus on each one, you actually will be raising the vibration within those chakras. When you raise the vibration within the chakras, you raise the vibration throughout your entire body, your physical body, your astral, your etheric body, your mental body, all are raised as a result of focusing on those chakra centers, those wheels of force or wheels of energy. And starting from the first chakra below your feet, the Earth Star Chakra, know that that is your connection to the Earth. That is your connection to Gaia. That is your grounding center. So whenever you focus on that Earth Star Chakra and focus on the color in that chakra as being an earth brown color, or some would see it as a grayish color or black and white color, depending on whatever it is for you, just let it be that. But know that you have reactivated that grounding center within you, that center that holds you not to the three-dimensional world here, but it holds you to Gaia in her fifth-dimensional expression. That is why this has become reactivated now in all of the light-working community. so that you could be in that grounding position or grounding center to Gaia in her fifth dimensional expression, which also then helps you in your progression through the ascension process. So now as you focus on that Earth Star Chakra and the grounding there, now let the energies rise from the Earth through your Earth Star Chakra up into the base of your spine. And feel and know and see that chakra as red. Deep ruby red color. Bright red. Moving up from that. Next chakra, orange. Next one in the solar plexus area around the navel. Bright, bright yellow as the sun. Moving up into the heart center. Deep blue green. A high heart center which has become reactivated. Magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra. Approximately a foot above your head, pure, brilliant white. And when you take all of the chakras at their highest intensity color and raise the vibration within each chakra center, it becomes a blinding white light, which now your soul star chakra is that blinding white light. For all of the chakra centers have merged into one, creating the light body within you. This shining white light is shooting out from all directions. Need someone please to mute your phone? Shining in all directions now, white light. And then also from below your feet, feel the energy of the violet flame growing, expanding throughout your entire body now, all around your physical body. And of course, your astral and etheric body within. And the violet flame becoming larger and larger until it has completely engulfed your body, engulfed it in the flame. Violet flame that purges out all the old programming. The old programming that is within the chakra centers. But as you've raised the chakra center's vibration, then the old programming is becoming more and more diminished and easier for you to let go through this ascension process. Otherwise, you would hold on to this programming and would be unable then to fully go through the ascension. Because you are purging out the old programming, and you are raising the vibration within you, you are moving more and more further along through this ascension. Each and every time that you do this process, or something like it, this is why we continue to repeat this over and over each time you come together. How each one of you can do this on your own as well. And it is recommended that you do so whenever you find the opportunity. But for now, the violet flame now expanding and growing beyond your physical body, engulfing your physical body, but expanding out further and further. At the same time, the white light, the brilliant white light, is also shining, and it is all around that violet flame. So you have the violet flame expanding and growing, and the white brilliant light around it as well, expanding. Now, if you let yourself exit out through your third eye center, as you learn to do, and exit out from the physical body, just let yourself relax and let go, and know that any time you want to, you are able to exit the physical body. The physical body is not holding you to it. Only your mind, only your thinking processes hold you to the physical body. Or at any time you can let go, and you can expand out beyond the physical form just simply by doing it. If you are unable to visualize, just think it to be so. So let yourself now exit out through that third eye as a window or a doorway into the astral realm. Know that you are completely 100% protected as you do this. For nothing can penetrate through this violet flame and the white light around it. Let yourself now shoot up away from your physical body, up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way till you pass the Earth's atmosphere and are aware now of the planets in the solar system and all of the ships that are out here. You look back down and you can see the Earth, see Gaia below you. But you can see her in two different perspectives. One, the 3D perspective, and the pollution around the Earth and the darkness around the Earth. But then you can shift that. Remember your fifth dimensional glasses? If you want, just put them on and shift. Now, shift the perspective of Gaia, of the Earth, from the 3D perspective to the fifth dimensional expression and beyond. And see her now as we see her, and as you can see her, with your third eye wide open. The fifth dimensional glasses are simply an extension of your third eye expression, your opened third eye expression. So see now the Earth and see the expression or the expansion of the violet flame surrounded by the white light now, shooting out all across the planet, just expanding and growing. And everywhere it touches, every life form that it touches, at some level feels this expression now, feels this violet flame and white light. Feel it. See the resulting expression, especially of people, as they are touched by this light. Know that as they are touched by this light, it is similar to as you are moving about in your daily activities and your light is shining forth and touches another and another and another and another. This is how you continue to spread the light. You individually, you as a group, you as a collective consciousness of light working community, spreading the light everywhere. to see now the entire planet just as your body was engulfed in the violet flame. Now see the entire planet and the collective consciousness of the planet engulfed in the violet flame. And all of the old programming, the old 3D matrix illusionary programming being dissolved, being disintegrated in this flame. Feel it, see it, experience it, know it. Know that it is so. And that you are the catalyst for this. This is your mission at this time, to express the light, to expand the light. Bring down the old programming, to be those system busters that you know yourselves to be. Please feel the expression of the love, of the vibration of light across the planet now. Even if you will visualize, imagine people coming together, clasping hands across the planet, as if all across the planet could touch each other, clasp hands, make a ring around the planet of all of the people touching each other. No separation, only oneness. You can allow your visualization to take you there. See the line of people connecting by clasping hands. Hands across America. Hands across Europe. Hands across Asia. Hands across South America, Africa, Australia. Everywhere. Across the planet, connecting in light, connecting with love, in oneness. And of course, it goes without saying, as light and love spreads across the planet, darkness recedes. Darkness is no longer. Mistrust, hate, fear are no longer. They cannot exist in the higher frequency vibrations. It is not possible. To see this as the new world, the new age of Gaia, the new fifth dimensional expression. All of life expressing forth in these higher vibrational frequencies. Now, if you would, let yourselves find your way back to your physical form. From wherever you find yourself now, just drift back. Let yourself come back gently, calmly, coming back to your physical form, entering your physical form. Bringing your etheric and astral body back in, tucking it all into your body. But know that the violet flame and the brilliant white light is still all around your body, your physical body, and your astral and etheric as you move back into your physical form. All of the old programming has been purged from your body. Again, it is only the mind that holds it there. But as the mind is ready to let go, as the mind is ready to let the heart dictate continuing evolution within you, and the mind lets go of the programming, it replaces it with the new higher understanding, a new higher consciousness. That is what is happening right now, in this moment. And the more that you believe that and trust that, the more it shall be so. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you with this time, in these auspicious times that are upon you now, as the great changeover continues to move forward. Great changeover that at this point can certainly not be stopped. It has gained so much momentum that those that were the powers and are no longer the powers, even they realize they have lost control. Do they continue to hold on? Do they continue to act as animals that have been cornered? Yes, they do. And they will likely continue to do so. But as the vibrational frequencies continue to increase, and you as the light working community continue to be the catalyst for this raising of vibrational frequencies and raising of consciousness and bringing back the light and the love into this planet, as you continue to do that, then those that were the powers and are no longer the powers to be, they continue to recede back into the shadows that they came from. But before they do that, as you are seeing, they have come in to the higher frequencies and they cannot handle themselves there. That is why you are seeing the great confusion and the great experiences that are happening now that are bringing an awakening, a great awakening to the population everywhere. Why they are seemingly doing what would be considered ridiculous things. Some even would call them stupid actions that are bringing attention to themselves, whereas before they hid from that attention. But now they have been brought forth, screaming into that attention. And those higher vibrational frequencies are making them look like they do not even know what they are doing anymore. The mistrust, the lies are being shown forth for what they are. And more people are awakening to those lies, awakening to that mistrust. They are now beginning to search more and more for the truth, doing the research, if you will, that all of you have been doing to help in your awakening process. They are now beginning to do so as well. more are doing this and will continue to do this. And as the vibrational frequencies continue to increase and the resulting consciousness increases, then those that seemingly are in power will no longer be so. It is up to each and every one of you to continue to share your light, share your truth whenever you have the opportunity. And just in being who you are and carrying the aura that you do when you move out into the populace, you are bringing that light forward and sharing it, even to those that have no idea that you are doing so, but you are. And every time that you smile, every time that you wave your hand to another in greeting, in whatever you might do, you are helping to raise the vibrational frequency and consciousness to the collective across the planet. As you share with one, that one goes and shares with another, and another, where one will share with three, and those three will share with three more each, and so on, in a geometric progression. That is how the Great Awakening continues to gain more and more momentum. And yes, indeed, there are those special ones that have taken a leadership role within the light. They are helping to awaken a great many more and will continue to do so until it comes a time where they no longer need to do that any longer. That time, my friends, is approaching more and more. You are, as they say, on the cusp of the great changeover to take you forward into the new millennium of light that is ahead for you, ahead for all of you. And as you have also heard, you will have the choice to remain here, to be a part of the new expression here in the earth, to be a part of the new higher expression of Gaia, to continue this evolution forward, or at any point you may decide to go back home, wherever that home may be, that home that is calling many of you to return to families that you left long ago. Yes, you have created families here, your soul families here. But you have soul families throughout the galaxy and beyond that are waiting for you to once again acknowledge them. And when you do acknowledge them from your position here within this evolution of the earth, when you do acknowledge them, they will then be able to acknowledge you and make themselves known to you. Many have been attempting to do so, to reach you. If you allow it, they will be able to do so. It takes trust, it takes belief. Even more than that, it takes a knowing that they are there for you. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that the violet flame, together with the white light of love, continues to assist you in your progression forward through this ascension process into your full ascension.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to everyone who serves here. And unfortunately, no Shoshana at this time, but we will do as we can to muddle forth here and to assist you in any questions that you might have. But even more importantly, assist you in continuing to become more and more of what you came here to be. And that is what this is all about. That is why we come together with you each and every week at this time, to continue to assist you in bringing forth your gifts, those gifts of spirit that are within you and are becoming awakened within you. You would call them perhaps psychic gifts. They are coming back to you, and you are going to begin to experience them more and more and more as your ascension continues to find more and more momentum here and continue to progress forward. So be ready for that. Be ready for the various gifts of spirit, the psychic abilities, to begin to be ready and there to assist you in your process of helping more and more and more people awaken. For that is why you will come to these gifts. That is why these psychic abilities will become awakened within you, so that you can then share with others your light and the light that is shining from the great central sun of this galaxy that is coming forth now. And more are beginning to perhaps not see it directly, but feel it, sense it, know that it is there, and it is shining forth in its fifth dimensional and beyond expression, so that those that have the eyes to see, that third eye that has awakened more and more fully within you, will be able to express that or feel that expression and even see that expression of that great light coming forth. That is the sign of what is coming here. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes. Dear Thomas, yes.
I just wanted to find out if you could put yourself in our place, knowing what we know and experiencing what we're experiencing on Earth. And I'd like to ask you, what kind of questions would you ask of yourself, of us, to make more sense of this insanity on this planet? And
my goodness, dear one.
Yes.
Why would we want to put ourselves in your position when we have already been there and done that before and experienced the insanity of this third dimensional matrix illusionary expression? Why would we want to do that? You see? And the answer is, we would not. Or we would have. But actually, if you think about it, some of us have done that. We have come back. We are here in body here. We do not express in the way that you do here or feel the expression with others as you do here, for we are in our fifth dimensional expression, but can be here in an isolated situation within the third dimensional expression, so that we are fully protected here. So we are here in body, but we do not have the sensations or the lack of calmness and tranquility, we do not have that here and would not want that again. As we say, we were here, we have done that, but there is no reason to do it again, other than, as we have been expressing to you, that you are going to be in the same situation as we are in, and you will not want to come back and do this again either. But because of who you are as those system busters, as we ourselves are not the system busters as you are, you will likely make that choice to come back and do it again. Not so much here, but another location, another place, another planet, another galaxy perhaps. You will decide to volunteer again and again and again. That is who you are. We do not know if this answered your question directly. And what question would we ask if we were in your situation? We would ask the same questions that you have been asking. For those are wonderful questions as you ask them, because as you ask a question, you can receive the answer. But if you do not ask the questions, then there are no answers to receive. You see? Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye shall find. That is how it goes. Okay?
I agree with everything that you said. However, I'm just trying to find out what kind of question you would ask that actually gets an answer. Because of the many questions that I have asked, you give an answer, but it's just for my 3D brain, or 4D, whatever, it's not really answering the question. There's nothing for me to change or to do.
Dear one, you have asked many questions over the time and have received many, many answers here. But you must understand that we are forbidden to directly guide you into understanding at a three-dimensional level, for you cannot do that at a three-dimensional level, which you are attempting to do. You must come to a higher vibrational frequency of the higher fourth and fifth dimensional expression to be able to understand those things which we are bringing forth to you. But also understand, over a period of time, you all, this is to all now, have progressed tremendously. We would ask you to just simply think in terms of the idea of vibration and frequency and consciousness, how far you have come to understand that concept. For we would say 10, 20 years ago, you would not have even begun to understand that concept at all. But because of your increasing vibrational frequency within you, you are able now to grasp those concepts and many, many other concepts that we have brought forth to you that many years ago you would not have even begun to even be able to form a question around. And now you can, because the understanding is there. So you have progressed greatly, each and every one of you. Think about that, how far you have come in a short period of time since your awakening began. Okay, we will move on now if there are other questions here.
Yes, dear one, you piqued my attention or perked my attention when you said psychic abilities. So I've had many, many experiences of seeming to know very deeper, kind of like details of other individuals' lives. You know, an Egyptian priest, a Cleopatra type queen, a shaman in the year 500. You know, a fiend. I mean, just lots and lots and lots of these. I'm sorry, somebody
you are breaking up here. We cannot fully understand your continuing question.
I'm sorry. I think somebody's unmuted over there. Is somebody unmuted? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So lots and lots and lots of these experiences of seeming to have like insight into understandings of other people's lives and what they were experiencing, what they were feeling at these certain different moments and whatever else. So I typically was confused because I thought, well, maybe I'm tapping into aspects, but I don't know if that sits right with me for all of them either. So then I thought, well, maybe when you said this psychic thing, maybe I'm actually psychically connecting and understanding. Like I seem to also have a very strong understanding of what life was like for Elvis, for instance. Am I psychically connecting into these people's lives? And is that also what's going on and not just all aspects or whatnot?
We would say here that this is more and more the beginnings of those glimpses that we have been speaking of for quite some time now. And the returning of your remembrances, and yes, these psychic abilities that are going to be coming back to you because you are going to be able to utilize them once again, as you did in olden times here. So that is progressing and will continue to progress. An example of this was quite simple. Yesterday, this one that we speak through was communicating, we would say, with their new puppy, their dog, their Nova dog here. And as he was communicating with her, he got the immense sense or the great feeling, deep feeling, that this was the dog that passed away recently that came back now. And it was a fleeting feeling, but a very strong knowing and belief within. So therefore, this is going to happen more and more to you, whether in your dream state or you're in awakening state. But know that it is coming more and more. So yes, directly for your answer, you are experiencing the bare beginnings of that, dear one, dear sister. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Would there
I
be
have
any
a question.
Other? Yes.
Over the years, it's happened a number of times, and it happened again last night at 4:30 in the morning. I'm just about to wake up, or I don't know if... Well, I hear two knocking, someone knocking on the door, knock, knock. And then I wake up or I hear it. It's almost like it's very almost audible, but it's coming from within my head. And I'm wondering what that is. It's happened many times, knock, knock.
This is an example of also what we are speaking of here, where you are hearing a knock, knock, as you are saying, where others would hear a doorbell ring or other types of things, sometimes even a voice that comes out of nowhere. And this is the process that we are speaking of that is building up in momentum now. And you, because of who you all are, and because of your increasing vibrational frequencies within yourselves, you are going to experience more and more of this. It is coming. So be ready for it. We are preparing you for it. And we are preparing you for this next advance that is going to catapult you into the realm that we are speaking about now.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
You touched on, or at the end of your initial wording, talked about a sign in the sky, or a sign.
Yes.
Is that a reference to the sign in the sky that a certain town, anyways, has spoke of coming before the solar flash? She spoke of a sign, or her guides gave her the idea that there would be a sign in the sky that everybody would see, a positive sign.
Yes, we are alluding to that, yes. Cannot tell you directly when or what it will be, but it is coming and it is associated with what you are experiencing here, what you have been hearing or reading here, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any further questions before we release the channel? Very good.
Can I ask, nobody's going to ask another, can I ask another?
Yes.
Okay. So I've asked on this in the past, but I took all the advice that you guys gave me, so maybe I want to take it one step further. My cat is really not inclined to eat much, and I've tried every which way and every type of way to change his food and do this and that and the other thing, but he's not inclined to eat much. He also has a strong desire to go outside. We don't let him outside actively because it's a very busy street and a dangerous street. So I just want to have assurance that my cat is going to be okay in terms of, like, he's getting what he needs maybe through adamant and particles or whatever. And also, am I wrong to not let him outside? Is that like an incorrect way to deal with this?
Rather than we answer this question for you, we would like to direct this question to Shoshana the next time that we come together here. This is more of her purview here, where she can assist this more directly in terms of what can be directly associated with this one that you are speaking of. But we would say here to think of this one, this cat that you have, as being more than just a cat. You see? Think about that. That may help you a little bit. But ask your question again when Shoshana is available. Okay?
I will. And would you be able to at least answer whether he himself can take in adamantine particles as we can and live off them?
All of life forms can do so. Yes.
Okay. Thank
you.
I appreciate that.
You need to feed the body as well as those inner bodies of each. That's for human and animal alike.
Okay.
So
I will ask it again.
They must have the nutrition, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You are coming to a time, though. We will add this here. You are coming to a time, all of you are coming to a time where you will be able to exist or even flourish in an environment where you do not need to fully take in those material foods and things of this nature. It will not be necessary in those times ahead here. You will do it as we do when we come together in a social gathering here, where we will then, as you have heard it before, break bread, drink wine, this type of thing. But not necessary, you see?
Thank you.
We are done for the time. We are going to release channel, and we just simply say that it is time for all of you to more and more and more fully express who you are and not forget who you are. In other words, when you are out in public, out in your population with friends, family, whatever it is, be who you are. Do not shy away from who you are. You see? That is all we say. Share your light wherever you have the opportunity. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.